So how does ATP work in the cell? In this diagram here, we're looking at a simplified version of a cycle of ATP molecules. So basically what happens is that an exergonic reaction occurs in which energy is produced. That energy is used to power a phosphorylation reaction in which an ADP molecule and a phosphate group are combined to produce an ATP molecule. That ATP molecule is now a form of stored energy that the cell can use to power endergonic reactions. And that's what we see happening at the bottom of the image here. An ATP molecule is used as the energy source to produce an endergonic reaction. And in this reaction, you see at the bottom, a macromolecule is being synthesized from individual monomer units. So again, briefly, an exergonic reaction is used to produce an ATP molecule, and that ATP molecule is then used to power an endergonic reaction.